Woke is a new comedy on Hulu about a black cartoonist who's about to launch a new apolitical comic when he's harassed by the San Francisco police. The show, about his journey from complacency to activism, is out today. And here's NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans with a review.
As Woke begins, cartoonist Keef Knight, spelled K-E-E-F, is on the verge of the biggest success of his career. His cartoon, Toast and Butter, is so popular, fans on the bus in San Francisco recognize
it. I love Toast and Butter.
Oh, cool, man. Me too. I make it.
So you're Keef Knight?
I am, yeah.
Huh. That's funny. I didn't think you'd be tall.
Happens all the time.
And he's about to finalize a national syndication deal, put together by a powerful agency to reach a mainstream audience. But there's a problem with the promotional materials.
Did you guys lighten my photo? I look like Sammy Sosa. Am I too black for my own comic strip?
No, trust me. No one's gonna ever accuse you of being too black, okay?
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Hmm? It's what we like about you. Your crossover index is in the 95th percentile. Here at B&H, we champion the data. We don't see color.
As you can hear, Keef Knight, played with an authentic, charismatic comic timing by Lamorne Morris, has a well-practiced ability to shrug off microaggressions. He explains his attitude in a conversation with a different fan, played by Sashir Zameda.
Yeah, but I'm not controversial.
You're a black cartoonist. You're controversial just by existing.
Why is it that as people of color are always having to stand for something? Just a cartoonist.
Because the world's a racist place.
And that's why I keep it light.
But when San Francisco cops mistake him for a mugger, draw guns on him, and handcuff him.
Central, we need the suspect. Six-foot-tall black male.
What's in the bag?
He's got a weapon.
The trauma leads him to see inanimate objects as animated living things, encouraging him to be, well, woke.
That's right. I'm a talking trash can. And that ain't even close to normal, but you ain't even close to normal, not anymore.
Oh, this is, come on, Keith, this is all wrong.
This is how Woke adds new layers of funny to a situation that easily could have been predictable and pedantic, especially when comics like Cedric the Entertainer and Nicole Byer are voicing the objects. This is a pitch-perfect comedy released at just the right time, encouraging us to laugh at all of the absurdities surrounding today's racial and social politics, while also reminding us of why staying woke is ultimately so important. As Keith becomes more aware of the racial politics around him, his well-crafted life starts to fall apart, as his roommate Clovis explains.
You know what rhymes with woke, right?
Coke?
Broke. Broke rhymes with woke.
It's an added treat that this fun, sharp-eyed satire stars Morris and Zameda, two black performers I always felt were overlooked on their previous gigs, Morris on New Girl and Zameda on Saturday Night Live. Here they get to be funny and authentic, at the center of the action. No more best friend roles or bit parts at the edge of a sketch focused on white characters. Woke is inspired by Keef Knight, an award-winning cartoonist whose work often deals with race and social issues, and who says he was racially profiled by cops while living in San Francisco 20 years ago. If anything, Woke the TV series gains its power from how little has changed since that incident, except for the power black creators like Knight now have to tell their stories on their own wonderfully creative terms. I'm Eric Deggans.